Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Noel Hayden is here, too. Noel is the new partner. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's a partner with Through Story, an organization that focuses on helping you put your best foot forward online, and he's here to talk to us about the understanding the power and the leverage that you have with mobile websites. Noel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here. So, Noel, I remember when I remember several years ago, actually, I saw the first what they were calling mobile forward websites. People that basically did away with any kind of a conventional website, the kind that people would develop on computer on the big screen, so to speak, for years and years, and they basically completely went away from that. Had only one website, and it was what they called a mobile forward website, and it looked great on the phone, but it looked really weird on the screen. What do you think?
Yeah, that's interesting. We hear so much of, obviously, the opposite direction. Some of those first mobile forward websites were designed, just for mobile. And so when you got on the big screen on a desktop or a laptop, they just weren't what people were used to. And it's kind of interesting because now we see shifts as what mobile websites are. Desktop sites and even those kind of sites that we are used to seeing are kind of going away in favor of some of those mobile-friendly navigation systems.
I have one of those now, and I didn't like them at first. I actually have one now. But I do remember when people really first started going online on their phones more, we developed a mobile site that was a companion site to our regular site, and to this day it automatically converts. If you go to go to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your computer, it brings up the main site. If you go there sitting in the same place on your mobile phone, on your cell phone, your smartphone, you'll pull up it'll automatically switch over to my mobile site. But I have two of those, but I also have another site that we've developed this year that is a true mobile site. And as I say, it just looks like a whole lot of white space on a big computer screen, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely going to look very different because it's not designed for that. And that's, I think you're touching on one of the big things, is just being really intentional in the design about making a website that is for mobile separate, and that is for desktop separate, or having the desktop site be able to what we call change the viewport or the view or what it looks like based on the device you're on. So whether that's a tablet or whether that's a phone, having that design be responsive. I think people historically always thought of responsive websites as sites that just kind of resize the content, so might change the font size, might change the picture size. But now what we're looking at is mobile sites that actually end up changing the appearance dramatically, realigning things, making it easier to just navigate up and down vertically so you don't have to go side to side.
But I want to point this out for folks out there who write checks for websites like I have over the last 20-something years. You hire people guys to design these things. If you've been around since day one, and I mean, I wrote the first check for a website in 1997. So if you've been around a while, and you were here before when we didn't use we didn't use phones to go online to look at websites. Making that switch is a little bit of is gonna you got to think about it a little bit. You got to get used to it a little bit, Noel, because it's you know, and it didn't it was not hard for me to understand having a companion mobile site to my regular site, but it really took some adjustment for me to make the shift to have another site that was just for mobile. And if you go on the big screen, it just looks different. That was I'll be honest with you, that took an adjustment for me. I had to get used to that. And they drug me kicking and screaming into it, but yeah. I did it.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that you did. I think you alluded to maybe a little earlier just the fact that things have, you know, dramatically changed in just how people are using the web and how people are viewing it. I think it was, you know, in 2016 that statistics came out that more people are even now browsing on their phone and tablet and mobile devices than are on a desktop or laptop. And
until that, you know, not too long ago, you would see people, people would be sitting in their living rooms, a couple would be sitting in their living rooms with their laptops in their lap, right, and doing whatever they're doing while they're watching television. Now, they're sitting there watching television with their phone in their hand, you know, and they're not even using their tablet as much as they used to. I mean, I don't think tablets are as big a deal as they used to because you got better mobile phones and more people have adjusted. So this is the cautionary tale for small business owners, isn't it, Noel? Because if you don't have your site ready for mobile, you're gonna lose out. And the other thing we have to point out. Millions of people are going online this year for the first time with a smartphone who never owned a computer. What do you think?
Yeah, that is wild. Yeah, different generation. I can hardly think of that because back in, you know, when I was growing up, got my first smartphone, and I thought, man, am I really even going to want to browse the web on this? Everything will be so small. It'll be hard to click on things. There's no mouse, you know. And, no, it's funny because today, you know, we're treated, and you kind of alluded to it, you can be left behind because we're treated to so many great mobile websites as companies start to figure this out more and more.
You've got to cover the landscape, folks. And if you can only afford one though, and I'm one of the last, I didn't think I would say this, a year or so ago, you're going to have to go mobile forward, folks. We're going to come right back after the break and get Noel Hayden to tell us some more about this and what we can do to improve our abilities, our possibilities of maintaining market penetration online with our websites. And mobile is the future, folks. Mobile wasn't any part of your past, but it's going to dominate your future. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.